So the Monroe Doctrine has been a cornerstone of U.S. foreign policy for two centuries, warning other powers against interfering in the Western Hemisphere. And over the last two decades, what we've seen is China has been allowed extensive access to tighten its grip across Latin America, including Brazil. By the end of President Lula's first presidency in 2010, Brazil-China trade had gone up from virtually none to $60 billion. And in 2009, China became Brazil's top trade partner, and Brazil received a record deal of $7 billion from the China Development Bank for offshore development. In the decades since, China-Brazil economic ties have transformed, and in fact, Brazil accounts for 47% of China's foreign direct investment in Latin America, totaling more than $66 billion in 2010. There's obvious concerns that China will continue to leverage these economic ties to expand influence in the region. Earlier this month, United States Trade Representative Catherine Tai visited Brazil, where she emphasized the improving labor rights and environmental protections as common areas, interests in common areas for the United States. However, there seems to be little interest from the administration in negotiating far more ambitious trade agreements or making significant investments. Secretary Nichols, is the Biden administration doing enough to discourage countries like Brazil from pursuing investments from China and seeking trade with China? Should we be doing more to be able to develop that relationship?